end of a session of brief silent thought, I summon up remembrance of things past. I sigh the lack of many a thing I saw, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I drown an eye unused to flow for precious friends hid in death's dateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moan the expense of many a vanished sight. Then can I grieve that grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of four bemoaned moan, which I knew paid, as if not paid before. But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored and sorrows end. I Needed That Water was another collection of words with music. I opened the program with a sonnet by Shakespeare, and I'd like to read to you some more of my favorite poetry. I hope you like it too. Stretched on a sunny bank, he lay at rest, ferns at his elbow, lilies round his knees, with sweet flesh patterned where the cool turf crept, flower-like crept o'er with emerald athletes. Single he crouched there, to his circling flock piping at times some happy shepherd's tune, mused with a warm wind in his golden locks, and arched with a blue Asian afternoon. Past him, gorse purple to the distant coast, rolled the clear foothills. There his white paneled town, there a blue band, the placid Euston lay. Beyond, on fields of azure light embossed, he watched the noon to dewies came down, the summer clouds pile up and fade away. Thank you. Boucherons have cut a path of moonlight in the woods. The rot green pine and glistening elm glimmer as they should. It is so quiet. We can hear the silver shadows melt and purple footed carrions walk in tiny shoes of feet. Who cut this pool into the wild, so dark, so human bound? Cut with a magic axe to leave these diamonds on the ground. Anybody there, said the traveler, knocking on the moonlit door, and his horse in a silence tramped the grasses of the forest for any storm. And a bird flew up out of the turret above the traveler's head, and he smote upon the door again a second time. Is there anybody there, he said. But no one descended to the traveler. No head from the deep thin still leaned over and looked into his gray eyes, where he stood perplexed. But only a host of phantom listeners that dwelt in a lone house then could listen in the quiet of the moonlight to that voice in the world of men. Stood thronging the faint moonbeams on the dark stair that goes down to the empty hall, hearkening in an air stirred and shaken by the lonely traveler's call. And he felt in his heart their strangeness, their stillness answering his cries. While his horse moved, crossing the dark turf, neath the starred and leafy sky. For he suddenly smote on the door, even louder, and lifted his head. Tell them I came, and no one answered, that I kept my word, he said. Never the least stir made a difference, though every word he spoke fell echoing through the shadowiness of a little still house. And the one man left away. They heard his foot upon the stirrup and the sound of iron on stone, and how the silence surged softly backward, and the plunging hoofs were gone. ¶¶ Well, that brings me to the end of this Words with Music program. I read poetry by William Shakespeare, Alan Seeger, Sergeant Roland R. de Mundren, who is stationed in the European Theater of War, and finally, The Listeners by Walter de la Mare. Newton Charles played the organ music. And now that Edith Atwater saying goodbye and sending you her love. Armed Forces Radio Service.